News release. City of Welland. Mayor Frank Campion and other mayors from across the province, including those from St. Catharines and Niagara Falls, were in Toronto on Thursday, December 12, for Premier Doug Ford's announcement of forthcoming legislation to assist municipalities dealing with encampments. Mayor Campion supports the Ontario government's proposed legislation and funding initiatives to enhance community safety and provide solutions to homelessness and drug use in public spaces. These measures, introduced Thursday, include new enforcement tools for municipalities and police, along with $75.5 million in additional investments for homelessness prevention and alternative accommodations. This is a significant step forward in helping our communities address the complex challenges posed by homelessness and addiction, said Mayor Campion. Welland residents deserve safe, accessible public spaces, while those experiencing homelessness and addiction deserve meaningful support and alternative housing solutions. These new measures bring us closer to achieving both goals. Mayor Campion commended the provincial government's action to address encampments and illegal drug use, recognizing the importance of balancing community safety with compassionate care for vulnerable populations. The legislation and funding include the following. Expanding shelter capacity. $20 million will create temporary accommodations such as modular units and climate-controlled structures, providing immediate housing alternatives for those living in encampments. Long-term housing support. $50 million is designated for affordable housing projects nearing completion, focusing on providing stable, long-term housing. Canada-Ontario Housing Benefit, COHB, an additional $5.5 million will immediately transition shelter occupants into longer-term housing, freeing up emergency shelter spaces. The proposed Safer Municipalities Act, 2024 introduces stricter penalties for repeat trespass offenses and provides law enforcement with tools to address encampments effectively. Furthermore, the Restricting Public Consumption of Illegal Substances Act, 2024 would enable officers to prohibit the use of illegal drugs in public spaces, enhancing safety in parks and playgrounds. In Welland, a new 50-unit shelter, run by the Hope Center and funded and overseen by the Niagara region, will offer 24/7 staffing to clients, up to 50 spaces for adult men, adult women, couples and adult children, overnight, indoor accommodations, security cameras and privacy fence, and regular exterior site walkabouts will happen every 15 to 30 minutes to boost safety. A full range of indoor programming is available to help clients work towards their goals during the day, including case management, income support, health support, mental health and addiction referrals and supports, housing support, and life skills guidance. The City of Welland remains committed to providing safe spaces for its residents and will continue to take a compassionate approach to those experiencing homelessness.